We want to check in now with another small business owner. Janice Jucker of Three Brothers Bakery in Houston, Texas, is paying her employees, even though her revenue has dropped because customers can now only take out or order online. The Paycheck Protection Program helps her pay them, but she also stockpiled cash and began to improvise new forms of revenue as soon as she heard about COVID-19. Improvising is something she's used to doing. Janice, why is that?
So my husband and I, we call ourselves the king and queen of disasters because we've been through four floods, a fire and a hurricane, and now a pandemic. We've had to come up with some creative ways to make up for lost sales. So we came up with a program, Buy a Pie, Employ a Village. You know, if we sell 50,000 pies, think about all of our bakery ecosystem that's touched. That's the nut grower, the box maker, the pie tin maker, the flour provider, sugar, you know, all of these things are other companies, and other companies mean other people are being employed. So nothing says love better than a pecan pie from Three Brothers Bakery. I'll just put that plug in.
But, you know, so this notion of going online, what do you think about the fact that your governor has announced that he's going to move forward with plans to reopen the state by May 1st in phases? Do you feel it's safe yet?
I'm in a different position than, let's say, a bar owner. We do have some revenue coming in. I just don't want to go through this again. So if it meant another month, I would go for that. I also think if they reopen everything, I think people are going to do what they feel safe doing. You know, if you, I get manicures every other week, okay.
Really? You still do?
And no, I'm paying her, but I'm not getting them.
Ah.
You know, I won't go back and get my manicure for, you know, at least another month.
I just want to say good for you on two counts for supporting someone, your manicurist, and then also for sounding like you're making the decision, I'm just not going to take that risk. Look, I know you did apply for some loans and had some success.
So after Harvey, we were with a very big bank. And we had tried to get a loan and couldn't, and we moved banks after Harvey. And that was the best thing. They're a smaller bank. So if you're a small business, go with a smaller bank because mm-hmm. you're going to have that personal relationship. And then when you apply for these loans, and I can't remember exactly what I had to provide for the PPP, but it was some of this plus some extra, some new stuff. But if you do the SBA disaster loan, for example, the EIDL loan, you're going to need 2 years of tax returns. You're going to need 3 months of current financials, plus your personal. So for us, that was 10 different tax returns times 3 years worth. So I'd have 30 tax returns, certificates of formation, your incorporation papers, some board meeting minutes. I mean, it's a lot of paperwork. And I have a suitcase that is filled with paperwork from all these disasters and is not a carry-on piece of luggage. Okay, it's filled. So I'm going to add this one to that.
Wow. Do you see the landscape changing? Like people aren't going to want to get food out of a glass cabinet in a bakery? Or, you know, how do you see this long-term affecting you?
I see that a lot of people, we were already moving to that delivery model where more people wanted their food delivered, whether it's groceries or restaurant food or bakery food. But last week, our son and daughter-in-law live way the heck out. And they said, well, why don't we take orders for our neighborhood? And then we'll come in, pick it up, and then we'll drop it off. And that's been amazing. It was amazing how that worked. And so then we added another neighborhood for this week. And so I think that's going to be a new business model because the third-party delivery apps, they take so much money that it's not worth doing. So that's something that is different, and we would not have done that if this hadn't happened. And another thing, I have been so touched by the outpouring. People have started, they just send us money, and they say, please bake some bread or whatever and give it to someone in need, whether that's fire, police, first responders, people working in the hospital, the homeless, and we've created funds on our website that you can donate to. And then what we did for these organizations and people that are feeding those in need, we created wholesale accounts for them. So if you donate, just use 500, I'm not saying donate $500, but I'm saying if for every $500, they get an extra $75 in baked goods. And it's amazing.
Boy, you are speaking like a true entrepreneur. When the whatever hits the fan, there's something about a pony or something, you know, how can we see the pony in all of this?
What I say, Robin, also, you are allowed one pity party and that is it. And then you got to get to work if you want your business to survive. Nothing is the same after a disaster. This one has been absolutely the hardest economically for us. Absolutely.
Well, Janice Jucker, their co-owner with her husband of Three Brothers Bakery in Houston, Texas, we wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.